Let's do BMS secrets.
Okay.
So do you have a secret that you'd like to share? Maybe you got a secret about somebody else. Could be, maybe you know your neighbor's cheating.
Yeah.
Right? Every time the dude goes to work, you know, you see them, you know, he kisses her out the door, she shuts the door, and then, you know, 30 minutes later, another car pulls up. You know that there's some scandalous stuff going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you know somebody that's stealing from work.
Yes.
Maybe you know, like, your mom, right, is cheating on dad, and you've kept that secret.
Uh-huh.
What is it? What is the secret that you'd like to share? And it doesn't even have to be about you. It could be a secret that you know about somebody else. 1-855-FU-BILLY.
But I want it to be a secret that would just ruin some lives.
Well, I don't. I mean, that's really,
wow.
Yeah, that's juicy. Intense. Yeah, juicy secret.
Juicy.
Good stuff.
Yeah. No weak ass secrets.
Now, I don't really pay attention to what's going on around me, so I don't know.
Yeah, kind of stay in my own world.
So,
because knowing secrets is dangerous.
Or maybe. Because
then I feel like you're involved.
Maybe you know, like, your sister, you know, like, the husband is not the father of that child. Everybody knows except the dumbass dad.
Yeah.
That just assumes that it's his kid. Turns mm-hmm. out it's not. And,
yeah.
you know, you being the good sister, you're not going to say anything.
Right,
of course. You don't want to ruin your sister-sister relationship.
No, you don't.
So who's got a good secret?
Right.
All right, let's go to the phone lines first. We'll go to Anne. Is it Anna? Anna.
Hi.
Hi. All right, what's your secret?
I'm such a huge fan of the show. I've wanted to call in and tell this, but I lied to my husband and told him I was a virgin when we met.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Is that a big secret?
Yes.
Do you really think so?
Yeah, because he wouldn't have married her. At least that's
you don't know that he wouldn't have married her.
That's part of the reason that he married her, I bet.
You don't know that.
Oh, for sure.
That's rude.
I am positive that he would freak out.
Yeah, no, he would freak out. Just imagine this. You go to buy a car and they're like, no, it's brand new.
Yeah.
Right? And then you find out there's been 48 owners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other people that have driven this car. But you thought it was a brand new car. You'd feel like, you know, why? I don't think you would be as excited to get that car. I'm just saying.
You could be right.
He could still be excited. It's just the fact that you lied about it.
Yeah.
Big old lie.
It is a big lie, but, oh.
You're telling me you wouldn't be upset?
Of course I would be.
And
but
you
what
got
I'm saying
married.
Is, what I'm saying is that something that you would get divorced over?
Yes.
All right. You really think so?
Ooh. I don't think I would have done it, but he had said something on like our first date, and I really liked him, and I wanted to make him feel better.
Oh, no, you wanted to prop yourself up. It had nothing to do with him. You wanted to prop yourself up.
I don't know. I went to college and I had a lot of fun, but nobody was ever serious. So he was truly the first person I had ever been with in an intimate way.
You mean love, because, like feelings, caught feelings.
Yeah.
So you got your action. You got yours, sister.
Yeah.
But
college was fun and it's a learning experience.
Yeah, for sure. So you did your thing, and then she's like, look, I'm a virgin. I mean, he's kind of a dumbass for believing it.
Yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm. So I blame him a
little
bit.
Well, I mean, we met young. We married young.
But, you know, your trust. You trust.
Uh-huh.
Right? I'm mad at him for trusting.
Yeah.
That's unfair. It's unfair to him.
Yep.
He asked me to marry him only after 9 months. And
yeah, because he thought you were a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I want to tell him, but it's been 4 years now, and we have a great marriage, we have a great life. All my friends know, and we moved from Florida to California, and it's not like we're going to run into anybody.
Okay.
So
you feel pretty secure with the secret. You had to move across the country to keep your secret intact.
Smart.
I
will say
I
smart.
I didn't move because of my secret, but it definitely helps keep it true.
Man, how mad would you? Let's go around the room. Jared, would you be mad?
Yeah, I'd be mad, but this lady needs to keep it to herself.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, she will. I hear that. She'll definitely keep it to herself. You want to make sure your husband doesn't ever find out.
Yeah. But that seems like an easy one to keep. It does, because whoever she lost her virginity to, I'm sure that guy's not ever, like, guys don't ever say, like, oh, yeah, I took this girl's virginity and that girl's virginity.
You sound like a weirdo.
They keep it to themselves. Yeah.
And she lives nowhere near where she was. So,
and she sounds like she's 40.
Do you really like America? Have you ever thought about leaving the country?
Wow.
What?
I don't know if she has extreme.
To keep the secret intact.
Is that really necessary?
Saying you added a language barrier, he's really never gonna find out.
Okay. you really want to put up a lot of defenses?
Yeah, because if he finds out, he's leaving you.
I will say, on a scale of like 1 to 10, being like 10 is like, oh my god, that's a mega lie. I'll say it's like a 4.
I think that's an 11.
An 11?
Yeah.
An 11 is like the kid is yours, but it's not yours. Lie.
This is right next to it.
No, it's not.
This is the same thing.
No.
This is not the same thing.
Yeah. You're a sales lady.
Oh, God.
You pitched him something that was a lie. It was based on a lie.
It does suck, but it's like,
I know that guys they feel better about themselves when they think that they're the only one.
She basically just lied about her number, which is what all girls do.
Yeah, but, I mean, she went all the way down to 0.
Yeah.
Like an idiot.
When really it was just 1.
No.
What's the big deal?
It's more than 1, correct?
Oh, is it more than 1?
It was more than 1.
Okay, all right.
I'm feeling.
Well, what's the big deal? What's the difference?
It was a lot.
What's the difference?
She just rolled back her number.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? That's the shady.
I mean, it sucks.
Shady car dealership that rolls back the mileage.
It does
the car.
Suck.
That's what she did.
I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm just saying, like, yeah. Is it that big of
a
lie?
Okay, Anna. There's the Antichrist, then there's Hitler, and then
there's
you.
See, that's what I'm saying. You're extreme about it. You're way too extreme about it. It's insane.
I'm saying that there's different levels of evil. There's the Antichrist.
You called her the Antichrist. You said she's related to the Antichrist.
I said it's right there, Antichrist.
Right. Antichrist
Hitler,
is a cousin of her lie.
You put her just below Hitler.
Just below.
Well, let's see what other people. Hang on, Anna. I want to see what other people think. Let's go to John. Yes, John, you got a juicy secret?
I got a juicy secret, man. Are you ready for this?
Yes. And cuss. We understand you're mad. Your dad was cheating.
Okay. Cheating on my stepmom. Listen, stepmom was kind of cool, you know? Sometimes she's not cool, sometimes she's cool. So honestly, I didn't really care. But, you know, when you have situations happen where she come home and...
Okay, so you nailed your stepmom?
Because come on. Cannot cuss.
Oh, man. He has a potty mouth.
He does.
How did Anna, right? Antichrist Anna, she got through it, right?
Antichrist Anna.
You got through that whole thing without cussing. That's pretty nice of you.
Yep.
Yeah, I really wanted to drop a couple of F-bombs when you called me the Antichrist, but I also get it. Like, it didn't feel like a big deal. It felt something nice to do for a guy that I really liked.
Yeah. Well, you could have just, I don't know, been honest.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about honesty? Have you ever heard the phrase, honesty's the best policy?
Yeah, but also men's egos are fragile.
Yeah, they are. And if he ever finds out this truth, his ego's going to be destroyed. Because right now he's like, oh, well, he doesn't have to worry about his wiener size, nothing like that, because there's nothing to compare it to, right? Because he thinks that, you know, you've never...
And that's the thing, like, he's so much better than anyone I've ever been with. Like, he doesn't need to compete with anybody.
Yeah. But that's not how
he's the only person
think,
I want to be with.
Right?
It's not.
You try to out-wiener the other guy.
Yeah.
Hang on, Anna. Let me see what other people are saying. Let me go to Albert. What's up, Albert? Do you have a secret?
Hi. Yeah, my name is Albert. I'm calling out of Palm Springs. And I am a married man, but I am also a bisexual, and my husband does not know about it.
Oh, okay, so you like chicks, too.
Yeah, I grew up liking chicks.
Okay, but your husband has no idea, so it's just you two dudes hanging out. He thinks you're all into dudes, but do you ever, like, look at other women and be like, man, she's hot, when you're with your husband? When you guys
try
are
not
in?
To.
Yeah.
I try not to, because we have boy dogs, we have boy birds, we have boy goldfish.
Okay.
You're the opposite of me. I have all female animals, because I don't want any dudes in the house.
Yeah.
So we're like the same, but the opposite.
Right. We're like the same.
Pretty cool, right?
Because yeah.
You got all dudes, right?
Right.
Dude dogs, dude yep. fish, dude everything. I got all chicks.
Uh-huh.
My husband doesn't know that I'm a lesbian trapped in a man's body.
Get out of here.
Okay, all right. All right.
Let's go to Alfred. Yes, Alfred.
Hey, guys, how y'all doing? Good morning.
Good. What's up, buddy? What's your big old secret?
All right, well, I have this friend named Tristan, right? And back when we were like 13 or 14 years old, his mom had this big old dog, man. And,
well, you said dog, right?
Oh, yeah, your mom messes up with it. Sir?
You said dog, right?
Yeah, this big old dog, man. I think he was like a bull mastiff or something.
Okay.
Well, one day we were messing around and we were supposed to be asleep. Well, we heard his mom.
No. That's terrible. That's a terrible story.
Oh, my God.
Well, people are calling in with their secrets.
These yeah. Horrible secrets. Well, people are calling in with their secrets.
Well, he acted like he didn't know what was going on.
I hear he did say, well, what's
he
happening?
He out over there.
Yeah.
What's up? Yes, let's go to Little Debbie, man. Do you have a secret?
Yeah, man. I mean, nothing to compare with these wild secrets these guys are saying. But from an insider, I just got to let y'all know, you know, they're putting plastic and glass inside of Twinkies from
home. No, you can't do that.
You cannot do that.
He's in direct competition.
Yeah.
All right.
Killing blatant lies.
It's supposed to be secrets, not lies.
Yeah.
Idiots. All right, Anna. So your husband,
yep.
he never suspected anything. Do you think that he proposed sooner because he thought that you were a virgin?
Right. So he's like, oh my God, I got this. Is
I got to secure the bag, if you will.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I think it was also inevitable. Like, we were going to get married either way. We both fell pretty hard pretty fast.
But do you think that that contributed to it at all?
I don't think it did not contribute.
It definitely did. I think you're undervaluing how much it did probably contribute to the...
for sure.
Because it probably was a pretty quick engagement.
Yeah.
Because...
how fast were you guys together, you know, as far as in being in a committed relationship? How fast did you have a ring on your finger?
9 months in.
9 months. Wow. Not even a year.
Wow.
Holy
cow. Yeah, we married on our 1 year anniversary.
Oh my gosh. It's because he thought she was a virgin.
And virgins get engaged really quick.
You would have had like at least, I don't know, in
5 years.
At least 5 year engagement. Maybe eight.
If you meet a girl and she's not a virgin, 5 year minimum until they get a ring. That's the punishment.
That is the punishment. What is your problem? The punishment.
I'm just spitting facts, dog. I'm just spitting facts.